The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Welcome to 880 The Biz, Fried on Business. We're on 880thebiz.com. Today's show is tremendous. I've got Frank Schnittman. He's the CRA expert. We're going to talk about the diversion of poverty money to the rich enclaves in Miami and why it's not going enclaves. It's supposed to help reduce the slum and blight. Then we'll talk about some of the items that I'm going to be campaigning on. So stick with us. This is going to be a great show. And of course, I approve this message.
Jim Fried.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Frank Schnittman. Frank Schnittman's been working here in South Florida as our CRA expert for the citizens of the city of Miami as basically an unpaid consultant. Is that not right, Frank?
Yes, you're correct. However, I am a retired professor from Florida Atlantic University, a former distinguished professor and holder of the John M. DeGroat Chair at the School of Urban and Regional Planning, and I used to run the real estate program at the law school at the University of Miami.
So these are just
hobbies of mine.
So we could say that you're an expert on CRAs with a good experience and a good background here in South Florida.
Yes, I've actually established the CRA, run CRAs. I was asked by the state's attorney, Kathy Rundle, to serve as the subject matter expert to the Miami-Dade County Grand Jury on CRAs, and have had the opportunity to be involved with CRA-related development activity in many of the CRAs around the state.
Well, grand jury, you said the word grand jury, so I'm going to talk like a lawyer and say, well, you opened up the door, let's walk through it. Why would there need to be a grand jury investigation of South Florida's CRAs?
Well, I think that for a number of years, there was a great deal of concern that local governments were using community redevelopment agencies to establish slush funds to fund pet projects of local politicians. And rather than the use of the funds for the alleviation of slum and blight and the provision of affordable housing, there were a whole array of things that were being paid for through CRA money, through poverty money, very expensive dog parks, subsidizing performing arts centers after they were built and operating, and a variety of other different projects. And so in Tallahassee, there was serious concern about the abuse statewide. There were over 220 CRA statewide. But in Miami-Dade County, with some of the largest funded CRAs in the state, the concern for dollar expenditures were not in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, but actually approached the millions of dollars. So the grand jury was formed. Actually, the reason the grand jury was ultimately convened was because of the work of some really talented students of mine who ended up holding a seminar at the Miami Architecture and Design Center that was attended by over 100 people, 20 of whom were from a variety of different law enforcement agencies in Miami-Dade County.
So, Frank, so then the history of the CRAs in Miami-Dade County, generally and specifically in the city of Miami, are that they have taken money that has specifically been generated for poverty programs and instead used it in many instances to fund cronies or special pet projects that had nothing to do with eliminating slum and blight and actually benefited high-end rich people rather than the people that the poverty funds were targeted for.
Well, that's saying an awful lot in one sentence. And let me just go back to the beginning and say that the CRAs in Miami-Dade County and those in the city of Miami suffer from the fact that under the law, the only one that can really challenge illegal activity by the CRA is, in effect, the county or the city. And in the question of the CRAs in the city of Miami, for example, in Omni, it's really politics, because if you look at almost all of the projects of the Omni CRA, they're really county projects. The Performing Arts Center, you know, the Museum Park, the tunnel is a city project, but partly a county project. And so no one who has standing, no one who under the law is held to have a legitimate interest can challenge a CRA, and they know it. And so the activities that have occurred have been those designed to fund projects which politicians feel they, for a variety of reasons, want to have happen. One of the things that makes it possible is that when a county or a city contributes their tax dollars that come from ad valorem taxes, from taxes on people's homes, into the CRA trust fund, it's revenue to the CRA. And under the Florida Constitution, once it's revenue, there's no need for a citizen referendum that you would have in order to spend property tax money for more than a year. And so the county and the city are, in effect, laundering money through the CRA, and nowhere can this be seen more egregiously than in the Omni CRA, where the Omni CRA and also the Southeast Overtown Park West CRA actually accept money from the county. And so rather than lowering the percentage of tax increment that's paid in, they take as much as they can into the trust fund of the CRA, and the CRA then actually returns tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to the county that the county then turns revenue it can spend without going to the voters. And if, in fact, the county knows that it's going to get tens of millions of dollars every year, it can actually float bonds and fund pet projects without even asking the voters to support the projects that they are undertaking.
And are they doing this now, Frank?
Oh, yes, they certainly are. I mean, there's rebates in Southeast Overtown Park West. There's rebates in Omni. And sadly, what should be happening, and I'm surprised that the county is, you know, commission is such a party to this, rather than 90% of the tax increment being going to the CRA. And when I say tax increment, what happens when a CRA is established, and in the case of Omni or Southeast Overtown Park West back in the 80s, the property taxes, the revenue that goes to the city and the county is frozen, and every new dollar of property tax revenue goes to the CRA. Think about
So you're telling me in the Omni that for 30 years, the property tax increase of that incredibly developed area now is taken off the county tax rolls and instead placed in a slush fund that nobody can control except for a couple of people, and the voters don't have anything to do with it?
Well, again, you're putting a lot of words in one sentence. And really what's happening is, in effect, yes, what's happening is that the county and the city, city's tax increment and the county's tax increment. So if you're a resident of the Omni area, you pay taxes to the city, you pay taxes to the county, and those general fund revenues, which should normally fund the operation of government, actually are diverted into the CRA trust funds, which are then rebated to the county and the city to be used without voter approval.
So let me ask you the question this way. So money that could be spent in the city for city police, life safety, sea level rise, buying new parks, is diverted from the general funds of the county into the CRA, and then the CRA is then using that money for its pet projects and even diverting it back to the county.
Well, you know, again, the CRA is using it in supposed to be using it to implement its redevelopment plan, evidenced by its annual budget. But the whole question, if you look at the very expensive couple $100,000 dog park that was built, new Brickell residence, that's hardly the kind of thing that the legislature envisioned when we were dealing in 1969 with slum and blight and urban renewal issues. The other thing is, if you had been at the CRA and then the city board, the city commission meeting where they approved going back to the county for an extension of life for another 20 years, you saw just kind of, saw what kind of a political process it was with the horse trading for votes relating to the Bayfront Trust. And more importantly, something that was brought up at the last minute with the Miami Bayside Foundation to just give six-figure amounts a year without it being in the plan, and a last-minute addition to the discussion. And so we're at a loss to understand the focus of the Omni CRA appears to be to, primarily to pay for Port Tunnel debt service, to pay for Performing Arts Center debt service, to rebate money to the county so the county can pay for museums and regional cultural attractions without having to go to the taxpayers for money, to fund the smart rapid transit system, to subsidize Maurice Ferre Park, to pay for the under debt green space.
Frank, it seems to, go ahead. I cut you off. You're getting to your point. Go ahead.
Well, and then there's a commitment to spend money on $250 million over the next 20 years on development and rehabilitation of workforce and affordable housing and land acquisition. And most amazingly is they're setting up a fund to poach businesses from other commission districts, other areas of the city, other areas of the county and the Tri-County region by setting up an economic development slush fund to pay businesses to move into Omni.
Well, hold on a second right there. Isn't an economic development trust fund inconsistent and incompatible with the CRA law?
Well, if you read Chapter 163 from the first word to the last word, nowhere does the word economic development appear. Now, you can easily argue that what good is building affordable housing if people aren't making enough money to live there?
Well, that's a misnomer.
Being promoted, but that's not the responsibility of the CRA. There are economic development. I mean, what's the Beacon Council? What is the Economic Development Department of the City of Miami do? These people are supposed to be the ones who are fostering job training. It is the legislative responsibility of a community redevelopment agency to use its tax increment to alleviate slum and blight and to provide affordable housing.
Okay, stop right there. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about how we can use a CRA, if it's the right way or not, because they're talking about using a CRA in Coconut Grove. The people are hanging their hat on that. There's a discussion of something in place now. We want to talk about that, Frank. We want to talk about what's going on in Coconut Grove and ways to help Coconut Grove improve its infrastructure and quality of life. And we're going to talk about it in the context of whether or not a CRA is the right way to go. Stick with us. Frank Schnidman, thank you so much for holding on with us and sticking with us for at least one more segment. We'll be right back after this short break with some great information from the CRA expert himself, Frank Schnidman.
I cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Fried.
You can't contain the container, man.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
We're back with Frank Schnidman. Frank Schnidman is the CRA expert for South Florida. Frank, again, just a second on your credentials, UM professor, et cetera.
Well, basically, I'm an attorney. I'm admitted to practice in Florida, California, New York, and the District of Columbia. I've appeared amicus at two cases in the United States Supreme Court. I've been involved in numerous CRAs, even served as the executive director of one, established it, and have been a consultant to dozens of others. I used to run a graduate program in real property development at the University of Miami School of Law. I taught at George Washington University, the University of Virginia, and spent 2 years as a visiting scholar at Harvard Law School. And for 2019, the American Bar Association, at their annual meeting in August, their state and local government section, awarded me the Lifetime Achievement Award for the role model that I have played for state and local government practitioners.
Well, thank you for being an advocate for competency in government. It's something that's extraordinarily important to me, and I'll even add honesty. Let's talk a little bit about the scheme that's now being cooked up and waived at the Coconut Grove residents. They're calling it a fabulous CRA solution to slum and blight in Coconut Grove. They've been talking about it, and I think working on it for at least 3 or 4 years. Nothing's come of it except what we're going to talk about today. And Frank, what's going on with a CRA, Coconut Grove, the Omni? Explain that like a person that's in third grade could understand, because it's real confusing.
Well, I think the most accurate description of what's going on with the promotion of the CRA for Coconut Grove is a very traditional comment understood in the vernacular as shuck and jive.
Okay.
It could be, for those who don't understand that, it's a smokescreen so that people pay attention to Coconut Grove. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions of dollars of poverty money will be diverted to the county to pay for tunnels and parks and museums, the Performing Arts Center, the Frost, and the Perez Museum are going to be beneficiaries.
How? Let me ask you this. Let me say it a different way. I sit in Coconut Grove. I speak to the residents, all their committees and all their ministers and all their community leaders and all their thought leaders. And they all think that it's the cat's meow that they're going to get this CRA, and this CRA that's being brought to them by the current administration is going to solve their gentrification issues. Is that true?
I first walked into Ken Russell's office near the end of 2016 and tried to explain and promote the idea of expanding the Omni CRA.
Why would you talk to Ken Russell? Why would you go approach Ken Russell? You haven't defined why yet.
No, I met Ken Russell while he was running for commission office. We struck up a friendship because I'm the former president of the Japan Society, was there at that time first president of the Morikami Museum, and intimately involved with a variety of different things going on in Japan. In fact, I travel back and forth regularly. I've been there probably close to 50 times. But Ken is half Japanese, and so we struck up a friendship on that basis. He also knew of my severe, that would be a polite word to say, criticism of the Omni and North and Southeast Overtown Park with CRA and my role with the grand jury.
And why does he care? Why would he care?
Well, you know, I'm not involved in the politics of all of this. And so, you know, I recognize that you are, but.
Well, let me take a step back. Let me take a step back. I don't want to talk politics. I want to just talk facts. I'm not here to say anybody's right or wrong.
Right.
I want to understand what's going on because I really don't. It's not clear to me. I have an MBA. I've been studying this for months. I have tax increment financing and CRA experience, and the smokescreen's blinding me. And I'm just asking you to explain it.
I think very simply, you know, Ken, there was a shade meeting, sunshine meeting. A sunshine meeting advertised with that time Commissioner Suarez and Carollo, the other Carollo, former Commissioner Carollo, and Ken Russell. I think it was maybe even the 14th of February of 17, to discuss where funds would come from to help Coconut Grove. And it was at that meeting that there were no budgets. Dollars that could be found, and it was after that meeting that I aggressively promoted the idea of expanding the CRA. I actually wrote a memo, legal memo, actually explaining that it actually could legally be done because non-contiguous CRAs were allowed under the Community Redevelopment Act. And so it evolved from there to a decision by the city to fund a finding necessity, which is a slum and blight study. It was done for the Coconut Grove, for the West Grove, and that was passed by the CRA and sent on to the county, and it kind of sat for a year. But meanwhile, the attention to the CRA seemed to have dissipated because of a reluctance by the county commissioner, Audrey Edmondson, to allow funds from the existing trust fund to be transferred to a different county commissioner's jurisdiction.
Okay, so let me ask you right there. Stop right there. The Omni is in one county commissioner's district. Coconut Grove is in a different county commissioner district. Now we get into county politics.
Well, the Omni CRA is in one county commissioner's district. The expansion area in Coconut Grove into the West Grove is in a different commissioner's area. And so I think that what happened was that the city commissioner, having transmutated from a community activist to a politician was actually understanding the political dynamics. And for a year, he just let it sit. He didn't ask for neighborhood assistance. He just wanted to not ruffle any political feathers in trying to push the CRA. And so I think that what's happened over time, and I had actually worked not for Ken, but for the Omni CRA itself, to help promote and educate people about the CRA. I attended ministerial alliances and HODA meetings and went to a variety of different community sessions and even had my students come down repeatedly, probably 40 of them, and work on different projects within the West Grove. And so what's really happened is that there is great opposition to the expansion of the CRA. When they expanded the CRA to take it to Museum Park, they immediately made $16 million in the trust fund money available for remediation. When they expanded to take in Watson Island, just a portion for the tunnel, just the roadway, like an elephant's trunk, they committed to pay $50 million of the city's obligation for the tunnel. Neither of those properties are going to generate any tax revenue. When the suggestion was made to take in the Omni CRA, to take in the West Grove, originally the idea was twofold. One, you'd have immediate access to the existing trust fund, and two, there would be a seven-member citizen advisory board established to be an advisory body to the Omni CRA board, which was made up of the five commissioners. So, you know, what happens here is nothing short of what you would call disparate impact under the fair housing laws, is that, in effect, you have a government policy of allowing access to the trust fund for the museum park, you know, in a white area, for the tunnel in a white area. But when it comes to the West Grove, which is black, you don't get a penny of our money. We're going to set up a segregated portion of the tax increment trust fund, and you don't get any of our money. You have to generate your own. And so we're going to set you up as a second-class sub-district of our CRA, and the only thing you're going to do is wait years until your own tax increment grows enough for you to fund your own projects.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
So I don't see where huge sums of money would be available. As originally proposed, the CRA, if you could imagine that the CRA would commit $5 million a year for 10 years, 15 years, so you could bond it, you'd have $20 million available, or $50 million, or whatever you could finance for immediate projects. And the original thought was that all of the private owner-occupied old wooden homes that were worthy of preservation would be preserved by the CRA with covenants that would happen. Since the CRA idea went dormant, the decision was made to go forward anyway and designate these homes historic without any money available to fix them up. But that's a whole other story. I think what we need to talk about here is the fact that the staff went forward and put into the amended redevelopment plan a whole series of projects that, if the CRA expansion were to be approved without any money, those would be the projects that would be the second-class projects, because they weren't listed in the draft intergovernmental resolution with the county and the city and the CRA that was approved. These would be projects that, if there was leftover money and if there was enough money in the Omni CRA expansion district, they would go forward with. Those projects were done by staff or by the politicians. There were never any community meetings like they're supposed to be in the amendment of a redevelopment plan, so the community could guide what projects existed. And originally, when the proposal was made to have a CRA district for the West Grove, there was going to be a seven-member board appointed that would advise the CRA board what projects to do. And that is not even discussed anymore, because what's supposed to happen with the new district, if it was ever to be established in the West Grove, is the same five city commissioners that run Omni and that run Southeast Overtown Park West would be the ones that would run the new district, the West Grove district, sub-district of the Omni CRA district. And so, yes, go ahead.
We have 1 minute left. Can you stay one more segment, Frank? We're just getting to the bottom of this.
Sure, okay. I certainly can.
Okay, great. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come right back because Frank is getting to the bottom line, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the West Grove and what is the best way, in Frank's opinion, to grow the West Grove into an area that is as prosperous and positive as possible given the constraints that are currently on the ground. So, Frank, stick with us. We've got some great stuff coming up. Stick with us. We've got great answers from Frank Schnidman, the CRA expert, about the West Grove right after this short break.
Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create.
Jim Fried.
We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, we're back with Frank Schnidman. Frank, thanks for taking this extra segment. We hadn't planned on doing a third one, but we were getting to the bottom line, and I just want plain talk now. I want to speak like I'm sitting on a porch in Coconut Grove, speaking to somebody who feels under threat by gentrification. Frank, what can you do to help me? Where's my money going?
Well, I think that the money that's coming into the current Omni CRA district from the county and the city is going to stay there. And no matter how many hundreds of millions of dollars we're talking about, that money is going to go to subsidizing museums and cultural facilities, the Port Tunnel, the Performing Arts Center, Marie Ferre Park, a new park under the Underdeck. And it's not coming to the village.
Why?
Coconut Grove.
Why is it not coming to Coconut Grove? It's supposed to be coming for affordable housing.
Well, there are two things. One political scenario is that they will extend the life of the CRA, but not expand it to West Grove, or they will expand it to West Grove, but the reality of it is that they will expand it to West Grove, but they will not provide any money from the existing CRA trust fund and create a segregated portion of the trust fund that will only collect money from the day the expansion is established, so that it will take years to collect enough tax increment every year to enter into debt to fund large projects. And so right now, the focus on expanding the CRA to Omni is actually being used as a smokescreen to be able to divert all of these hundreds of millions of new dollars that are going to be created by an extension of life so that it can be spent on the existing Omnibondry, and none of that money, none of it, is going to actually come to the West Grove.
How do I... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do I fix the slum and blight in the West Grove if they're taking all the money that's supposed to go to it and giving it to the rich people on the north side of town? How am I supposed to fix the West Coconut Grove?
I think the reality of it is that setting up a new CRA for West Grove results in the same problem as setting up a segregated trust fund portion, in that you're not going to have enough money initially to do anything for years.
By definition, I won't have money in there because there's no increase in value. It takes time for the increase in value to accumulate.
Correct. There's not enough coming in each year. And that's why, in the beginning, the idea was to allow the West Grove to have access to the trust fund to basically bond monies to begin provision of affordable housing. And so without access to the existing Omni Trust Fund, the ability, no matter what the promises are, there is no money. And the whole idea of addressing gentrification, of addressing affordable housing, was to give the West Grove access to the slum and blight alleviation and affordable housing trust fund of the Omni CRA. That has not happened and will not happen because of political resistance of moving money from one county commissioner's district to another. And the way that you actually stop that political foolishness, because nobody cares about people.
Correct.
It's obvious that neither the city commissioner nor county commissioner cares what happens in the West Grove. It's all about putting their arms around money and saying, it stays in my district. For the last 2 years, the citizens of the West Grove should have been asked to lobby heavily with the county commission to get them to stop the foolish indenturing of the West Grove to poverty because of political squabbles.
Wow.
It is not right. The way that it was presented initially, the way that actually it was supposed to be, was that a 7-member advisory board be appointed to select the projects based on community input, that those would be put into the redevelopment plan, that the redevelopment plan would be funded by the existing trust fund, because, in fact, there was a great deal of opportunity here to have an immediate impact on the growth. If you could float a $20, $30, $40, $50 million bond issue the week after the CRA expansion was done, look at what they did with Museum Park. $16 million immediately spent on the remediation of the toxic soil so you could build Perez, so you could build Frost, so you could create a vibrant waterfront park and tunnel. The city had no way to pay its portion. The CRA committed to pay the debt service for the city on $50 million poverty money used so that the people who owned property along the old truck right-of-ways values increased because the truck's traffic was removed. People made millions of dollars because of $50 million of poverty money that went into the tunnel debt service. Why can't you take the increment created by that investment and do what you're supposed to do, alleviate slum and blight? You shouldn't be coming up with a scheme that is going to fund a park underneath the new bridge and actually provide $1 million a year to FDOT to manage that park. $1 million to FDOT every year to manage the park underneath the new bridge. Millions and millions of money to pay for the Frost Museum, the Performing Arts Center, the Perez Museum. Excuse me. Where are the rich people who committed that they were going to step up to the plate and subsidize it? It is not happening at Perez. And in the last few years, the Omni CRA has spent $1 million of poverty money to keep the ticket prices low by subsidizing the operating costs of the Perez Museum, which is flat out illegal use of poverty money under the state legislation.
So it sounds to me, Frank, like what's required is city government officials that can step up to the plate and advocate for the West Grove in a strong way. And it sounds to me like even absent a CRA, there's opportunities for private funds and for government programs to come in here and do very highly leveraged deals with very low interest rate federal loans. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, you've got to have commitment. You've got to have commitment. And there is too much of a focus on getting reelected in the city of Miami than on doing anything. I mean, look at the commission meetings. They're just, I mean, what gets accomplished that really improves the quality of life for the average citizen in Miami? Where, you know, I mean, I think about things that just make me crazy. The Harry Kane Tower in downtown, 100 units of affordable housing for the elderly are basically going to be lost because city code enforcement did not prevent the county from becoming a slumlord. And this county says, we don't have any money to fix it. And so we've allowed people in the county, in the city, to live in squalor, in slums that are government-owned because everybody's more concerned about what the waterfront looks like, the performing arts center. We don't have any money for affordable housing. We don't have any money for historic preservation. But yet,
we have money for rich people's stuff on the water, though. That's the bottom line that you're saying.
And we can provide a sweetheart, no bid deal for a soccer stadium for politically connected people to make a windfall, billions of profit, and the city get minuscule in return. Destroy the public golf course that they keep calling a country club, but it's a public golf course. The priorities of the city have been totally skewed to focus on what it is that those who are better off desire. And this foolishness over affordable housing that goes on, there are more people probably employed trying to solve the affordable housing problem than there are people in public housing.
Look, Frank, the bottom line, and we're going to leave it at this, is that the city of Miami is infected with a situation, and the situation is that there is completely undue influence, massive undue influence exerted on our elected officials by connected insiders, and that's causing all these problems. It's a shame.
Well, I think the perfect example is what happened this week with the Shenandoah Presbyterian Church, a truly historic building where the mayor colluded with the developers to actually put the historic preservation community at ease, alleging that it was stopped, yanked his basically stop order on the demolition, and never informed enough people to know that there was risk. And yet, any one of these people, any commissioner, the city manager, the Dade Heritage Trust could have walked over to the Historic and Environmental Preservation Board and asked for a designation study to be done and prevented the demolition. Nobody did. The mayor did, and then he revoked it. Why did he revoke it? What was the emergency? How come he provided a window of opportunity for the developer to tear it down at the same time that there was an ongoing meeting with the developers, lawyers, the Dade Heritage Trust, and others to preserve the building? If they had really wanted to preserve it, they would have. And what's even more disturbing is the city gets federal historic preservation money because it alleges it did a complete inventory of all of the buildings that were designated, were candidates for National Trust Historic Preservation. Well, excuse me, if they did inventory of all of the buildings for the National Trust, for the National Historic Preservation, then they actually know which one should be designated locally. They knew that church should be designated locally. They did nothing. There is something wrong with the culture of the city of Miami that allows the people who have influence and connections to bypass the protection we have for our quality of life, to get away with changing the environment to their benefit at the expense of the current residents.
Frank, that's why I'm running. the citizens of the city of Miami.
Yes, we're not getting politics.
Okay, we're not doing politics. Okay, you're right. I'll cut that off. We're going to edit that off. We're going to start again.
I'm on the show to do politics.
Frank,
okay?
We're going to edit that out. Yes. I promise you.
You know the saying, raise ipsa loquitur?
What?
Raise ipsa loquitur. It's Latin for the facts speak for themselves.
Yes, they do. They do. I'm going to have that taken. We're going to take that all out. I'm going to talk to the guy. Yes, No. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm going to make sure he takes. Where am I? I went really tried hard to do it, and then you got me pissed off at the end.
Right.
We're at 14. Okay. I want to give you 1 minute to summarize really succinctly. Get on your soap. Okay. We're going to go back now and start again. Okay. I'm going to do a mark and then we're going to start again. Okay. You ready? Okay. Here's the mark to start again. Reagan. Okay, Frank. So we've got about a minute left. I'm going to give you the whole minute. Please make your final call on all of this. It sounds to me like the facts speak for themselves.
A local official in the city of Miami, whether they're elected or appointed, who care about the quality of the West Grove, and the citizens themselves, every group, Ministry Alliance, HODA, whatever, need to lobby the county commission strongly to say, why won't you allow us to be part of the Omni CRA Trust Fund? Why are you discriminating against us and not allowing us to have the resources that the law intended? Why are you making political judgments about money rather than making judgments about the quality of life of your constituents? Everybody lives in Miami-Dade County, and you've got to stop discriminating because the black people live in the West Grove, and you don't want them to have access to the white people's money.
Frank? Well said, well summarized. We've been at this for about 45 minutes, but I think in the last 45 seconds, you said it all. Frank Schnidman, CRA expert, talking about CRAs in the city of Miami and in Miami-Dade County and what his vision of the future might be for the West Grove. Frank, I want to thank you so much. I look forward to having additional conversations and continuing to learn from you.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's my pleasure.
Jim Fried.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks and welcome back. The first part of our show, we were with Frank Schnidman, the local attorney who is a CRA expert. We were talking about the fraud and waste that's been going on in the CRAs here in the city of Miami. And I want to talk now about some of the other topics that I'll be hitting on over the next couple of weeks during my campaign and on the radio show. I want to make sure everybody knows I have a plan for affordable housing. We talked about it with Frank a little bit. The solution for affordable housing is very complex, but it certainly includes having poverty money generated by the CRAs being bonded and leveraged so that we can create it immediately. We have to have competency in government. Again, in Frank's discussion, you heard that some of our government officials are more focused on what they can do for themselves and their cronies than what they can do for the people that they represent. That drives to my next issue. We have to have sunshine in government. We have to have these meetings out in the open. And how do you do that? Well, you have an open door policy. You make sure you listen and then take action for the people. People need to be represented. Right now, it doesn't seem like they are. What are my positions on some of the issues? Well, on the Coconut Grove Playhouse, I think we need to go with the county version, a smaller facility with good parking. We got to build that right away. This is just another lawsuit that's been generated by the city commission. The city commission is generating lots of lawsuits. That money comes out of the general fund and could be used for things like paving streets, streetlight improvement, or affordable housing. You know, one of the things about my campaign is that I'm a grassroots candidate. I've been able to raise my money from mom and dad and my friends and family, and I'm running against a machine. I need your help. I'm educated to do this job. I went to UF and studied urban planning and urban redevelopment and real estate finance, which is the majority of what goes on here in town east of 95. I want to help everybody here. I want to put myself to work for you. Sea level rise, another issue we need to deal with immediately. We need to have the water be able to come in and go back out to sea without being trapped behind seawalls. We need to protect our green space. I'll say it again. We need to protect our green space. That's why we need to protect Mel Reese Park, our biggest park, under assault by billionaire developers who are going to make billions on the city's dime, on your back. We can't allow that to happen in a no-bid situation. Another situation, traffic. How are we going to deal with traffic? First thing we have to do is calm traffic in the neighborhoods east of Biscayne Boulevard. We also have to get more police on the streets, especially during rush hour, so they can keep people calm as well. We're going to make sure that we have transparency in the permit and licensing process. You'll be able to go online. We're going to pass a law for this. You're going to be able to go online, see where your permit is in the process, see what the average time to process that permit or license application is. And then if you're running behind, we're going to see why. We're going to go to the official that's in charge of processing that application, and we're going to ask them why you're running behind, and we're going to move it so that you can move as fast as you can. And when we're done, we'll look back to give a grade on how you were processed, and then there will be accountability with the building department on how that's working. And one thing I want to make sure everybody knows is Miami is not for sale. We're not selling our parks. We're not selling our waterfront. We're not privatizing the green space in the city of Miami. This is Jim Fried. Make sure you listen for my show next week on Fried on Business. Why? Because I just love doing this. Now go out there and make it happen.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.